Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. I'm Bill Oncio. It's great to have you with us this week. And today again, I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Romans chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. So I ask you, has God rejected his people? Absolutely not. I'm an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God hasn't rejected his people, whom he knew in advance. Our devotion today is written by R. Sidwell Magothu, District Bishop of the Methodist Church of South Africa, Pretoria. Manufacturing and factory shops have to reject their products that do not meet quality standards. These goods are inspected to identify faults and flaws. Those who are well-trained in quality control can pick up even the minutest of mistakes. If, for example, the products are clothes, the defects could be poor stitching or the wrong dye color. Manufacturers and retailers will not want to sacrifice their reputation by offering low-quality merchandise. They get rid of the goods by destroying them or selling them as seconds. Paul writes to the Roman congregation to reflect on the status of Israel as God's people, now that Israel has rejected God's teachings. Israel has, by any possible spiritual standards, failed the examination. Israel has disobeyed God, and like the prodigal son, is no longer worthy to be called God's nation. It is against this backdrop that Paul asks, "Has God rejected his people?" He answers, "By no means. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. This is the elect nation that God appointed as a model of God's plan of salvation. God is the creator, not a manufacturer. Accepting flawed merchandise reflects poorly on a manufacturer, but that is not the relationship God has with creation. God's goodness is shown in love, steadfastness, forgiveness, and redemption. Are we not ourselves like Israel? Have we not constantly failed to live up to God's expectations of what it means to be God's people and Christ's disciples as Christians? We have, through our inequities, disobeyed God's law and are worthy only of rejection. Yet, God has chosen not to disqualify and reject us. We are exhibits of God's forgiveness. Loving God, thank you for the gift of your forgiveness. Amen. And now, a question for your personal reflection this week. How does the eternal mercy of God's gifts and callings sustain you when it seems like God has rejected God's people? Thanks for listening to The Good We Can. Whether you've just discovered this podcast or you listen regularly, we'd love to know you're there. Would you give us a thumbs up or a friendly comment before you go? That would mean a lot. And please share us with someone who might enjoy these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.